USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras clashed with security forces Friday night as they tried to cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. Officials estimate more than 6,000 people are part of this caravan. Mark Morgan says this could be the first of many caravans who see a change in immigration policies as an opportunity. The commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection tells Fox News they saw this outcome as part of the statements from the incoming Biden administration.
With the new administration's immigration strategies, which really are akin to open border strategies, we knew this was going to come, and it's already happened. It's not just 1,000. Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000. And one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about to, located centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The woman who helped Donald Trump win the presidency in 2016 is reflecting on her time at the White House. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Kellyanne Conway was the first woman to lead a successful presidential campaign in 2016. She stayed on as senior counselor until last year. She was on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher last night.
I'm happy that I worked for a president who kept the Oval Office door open to many of us. We can go in and express ourselves. I didn't win every policy debate, but I was heard. And I think any woman in a workplace who is heard by her boss and has a seat at the table should really appreciate that.
Conway adds, though, that the last 2 months have been a disappointment, especially last week.
I think that those marauders and murderers, I think that they insult, not represent the whole Trump movement.
Looking back, she says Trump built the greatest economy we had, rebuilt the military, and a lot of people are better off. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
More than 20,000 National Guard troops are in Washington, D.C. ahead of next week's inauguration. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots took place on January 6th. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, you know, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Green Bay Packers are heading back to the NFC Championship game after knocking off the LA Rams 32-18. Aaron Rodgers threw for 296 yards and two touchdowns, while Aaron Jones added another 99 yards and a score on the ground. The Packers' defense also sacked Rams QB Jared Goff four times. The Packers will host next week's NFC title game, welcoming in the winner of Sunday's New Orleans-Tampa Bay divisional game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.